Hi everyone, this is Sugar.
This is Spice.
And not so nice.
And welcome to our debrief of the Real Housewives of Salt Lake City, season 5, episode 2. So, as always, we'll go through this scene by scene with our highlights and what we thought about it. We start off the episode. There's a lot of, kind of clicky things going on and, one-on-ones with partners and children. They're all, the big topic of conversation is what happened at the Bezos party. Because as we know from last episode, it was totally cray cray. We start off the episode with Bronwyn, Lisa, and Heather. They're all driving to Wendy's. That's one thing I love about the Salt Lake City girls. They're crazy, they dress crazy, but somehow they're very relatable. Because they go.
They like their
They
nuggets, their
go,
fries, and their frosties.
I mean, I could see myself going like after a night
Definitely for the
out,
frosty too.
go to Wendy's and go skiing, go to the adventure park, all that kind of stuff. They are quite relatable, and they even go to like re relatable places like on vacation too. And we'll get to that later because one of the housewives does invite everyone out. So with Bronwyn, Lisa, and Heather, they're talking about the party, and before Heather gets there, they're kind of talking about everything that went down with Angie and Whitney. And all of a sudden, who calls but Angie? And I thought it was pretty funny that I don't know if Lisa saw like who the caller ID was, but she's like, I need you to be really quiet. Don't say anything. Before she picked up the phone. You guys catch that?
Oh, totally. Yeah.
I thought that was hilarious. Moving on, Angie is filling in her husband. And she's saying, Lisa lunged at her, all this kind of stuff. But I thought it was really funny that in this entire episode, no one mentions anything about the glass being thrown. And I think it was Spice who took a big note on that okay, she threw the glass and no one even batted an eye, nothing.
Yeah.
So I
And not
thought,
even mention, you're right. I didn't think about
yeah.
that, but you're right. You're right. Weird.
Right. Well, I thought
Yeah.
that when she was saying, oh, Lisa lunged at me. But and then I thought after she said that, she would say, oh, she even like chucked a glass on the floor or something. But like, it was like totally normal. The other one filling in one of her loved ones is Mary. She fills in her son about what happened the night before. And she's really pissed because Brittany called her poor. And she says, don't call me poor. It's ungrateful to God. Which I thought was very funny. But Spice, this is your first season watching The Real Housewives of Salt Lake City. I think Not So Nice, right before we got started, wanted to ask you what your opinions so far are on Mary. Do you have
Yeah,
any
well,
formed yet?
I do. It's funny because the other housewives are still forming, but with her, I can see that yeah, she's off the rails. She's and th there's other things that she'll say later on in the episode that were like, oh my God. But you know what? I kind of like her.
Yeah,
I
she's fucking whacked, but she's fun to see in
Yeah.
action.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
She's
Yeah.
just
So I think
strange.
you know what? She's one of those people that memes are made about, and you know, that you take note of certain things that she says so that you can use it for later and giggle.
Yeah,
Probably.
totally. Another fun one is Meredith. She and Seth go for like a cooking class date night. They make an Israeli dish, and she tells her husband, she's made the decision to kind of like embrace her heritage, and she's gonna get a bat mitzvah, which is an interesting thing to do so late in life because typically it's like a coming of age thing when you're 12 or 13, I thought.
Or converting, right? Because when people convert, I think to that. I think.
Oh, I don't know, but typically it's when they're very young. It's like a coming of age, then you're like an adult in the church.
Yeah.
You know what I
I
thought
don't.
was even more weird about that conversation was she wearing a coat under her apron? Like, what the hell was she
They're
wearing under
just
her
she
apron?
was wearing a fucking coat later on too. It's like, who the fuck wears a coat to do certain jobs?
I
Like
know, but under
nobody.
her apron, like
She's
like I was
fucking
looking at, like,
stupid.
that's what I
She's
just
weird.
kept, yeah, I kept staring at her thinking.
She remains in fashion.
Old-fashioned
Formal fashion, no matter what task she's doing. Sorry, I
guy.
have to say that her and her husband, and this is not just from now, it's just there's something fucking off about them, and they've had issues in the past, and they're back on track, but they're still like, I don't know, there's just something fucking weird about them. It doesn't seem like a real, yeah, my opinion.
Not so nice is always suspicious on a lot of these relationships.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well,
They've
yeah.
got two kids, they've got a
Yeah.
family. Definitely, go through a rough patch, but they're making it work. Clearly, there's
Well, at
yeah.
least they are on camera.
On camera.
Yeah. I don't
Yeah.
think that's probably the case in the background, my opinion.
Who knows? Who knows?
They're just
But
weird. Like
the scene.
forced. But anyways.
Next scene, Angie and Lisa, they meet for lunch to have a little talk. It gets pretty heated pretty quickly. So Angie kind of felt like everyone kind of ganged up on her, ganged up on Whitney. And Lisa, she's pissed off at Angie because she was kind of under the impression that conversation she had with her about Whitney was meant to be private, one-on-one, like not shared with anyone. In my opinion, I don't think it's justified to be so mad at Angie because I do like believe Angie when she says, "Oh, I thought like I would just tell Whitney so that she can go and apologize to Lisa or whatever, like figure it out, kind of mend things." But what do you two think about this whole situation?
She just was, she was, I thought, I agree. Lisa was out of control. And the thing is she just wouldn't stop. Like, she's just like badgering. She was badgering and she wouldn't shut up. So like, and then she was done with the conversation once she was, like that's it. So yeah, she went way overboard on this, I think.
Yeah, I agree.
I don't know. Somehow I still love Lisa. I think all these women, they go crazy, but like there's something about them that it's just entertaining. All right. Then we go over to Bronwyn's house and we learn, okay, she's kind of still in the middle of decorating and everything like that. She's
I
getting
loved
her
that
interior
kitchen.
designer.
Loved that kitchen. Very bold, very beautiful.
Oh, yeah. Getting her interior designer to come in and, try to finish everything up because she feels like she's a bit of like a hermit trying not to bring people over to her house. But I have to say, Spice, I don't think you have seen Mary's house yet, but a
No.
lot of the pieces, like it was quite interesting. It kind of reminded me in a way of like a lot of the pieces reminded me of things that Mary would have. Very
Oh, okay. So,
elaborate.
yeah, eclectic out there. Yeah.
Eclectic. Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree.
Like the
And
chair,
that's why
the
they
chair
hit it off
statue.
even straight off the bat, because they both, like, they both are like, they know that they're both into fashion. Like,
The
I
fashion.
liked Mary's jacket. Yeah, I really liked Mary's outfit that day, at least the jacket, because I don't can't remember too much underneath it, but the jacket I thought was nice. It was a bit flashy, like name, like brand wise, but I liked it. I thought it was nice.
Oh yeah, I think a lot of them are really into like the very flashy name brand though. In Salt Lake City, they go pretty out there with their fashion.
Yeah.
At least
Well, the
I
heart
used
is a bit much, but
to.
I And I don't like all of Mary's choices, but sometimes she gets some good choices in.
And then I have to say, so Bronwyn's husband, I thought at first, I'm like, oh my God, this guy must be miserable because he's like an old guy. Like he looks like, I don't know, he's just not super like loud or whatever. So initially I was thinking, oh my God, this poor guy in this house, it looks crazy, all this stuff. But then when the interior designer came in, he starts going on about, oh, I've got a lot of really nice pieces, pieces I've kept from over the years. This is from Vietnam, this is from China, this is from here and there. And I'm like, oh, okay, that's nice. So he's into it too, all these different like pieces that they have in the house. And then they even had like a really p cool piece of modern art that like the chair stacked on top of each other.
You thought that was cool. I didn't like it.
Oh
I thought it was
no.
all right. I thought it was
No.
cute. I definitely
No,
thought it was
no,
cute. I thought it was
no. You know
something
why?
weirder at first, but
You
then I
know
thought it was cute.
what I think is, I think because if I had that, where would I put that in my house? That's how I think. I don't think about them. I think about me. Where am I going to stack these chairs in my house? It's going to look like shit. No, move on.
I
Well, when
thought it
you
was
have a
cute.
house that big and you just have all these little
If
land,
I, maybe
you know what?
different
If I
kinds
had
of
a
things.
house
that big, I still wouldn't put them in. I'd find something way nicer. I would. But that's just my opinion.
Fair enough. All right, very soon after Heather and Whitney, they go crystal shopping. They want some good vibes, some good energy. And we know, you know, Heather really wanted to talk to Whitney after everything that happened, even though she was kind of ganging up on Whitney a little bit too at the dinner. Like she wasn't letting Whitney get away with, you know, saying, oh, I've never lied, this and that. So we knew
And
from the get.
FYI, sorry to interrupt, sugar. FYI, Spice, Heather, and Whitney are distant cousins or something. So they're actually
Oh,
related.
yeah, they are. So we know from the beginning, like when they were in the car, Heather did want to go and reach out to Whitney, which we know they're very, very close, or they're distant cousins, they've been besties, all that kind of stuff. And Heather very quickly, like, I quite like Heather actually, but she
Yeah,
very
I don't mind
quickly
Heather.
realizes Whitney does not give a fuck. And you know, she's kind of, what she was saying was she expects she can just do damage and expect everyone else to kind of move on. Which we'll see what happens with Whitney this season, because she has gotten away with a lot of shit in the past. Like Spice, I was telling you, every single season she just gets super drunk and then will like spread a rumor or something like that.
Starts a fiasco.
Starts a huge thing and she gets away with it every time by like talking cute and so we'll see what happens. But what did you two think of this conversation? It was quite interesting, the dynamic this time between Heather and Whitney.
Mean, they've had good moments, bad moments in the past, over and over again, right? I don't know how, I don't know. I just Heather and Whitney, like ultimately, like there's a, I think they have a lot of issues, right?
Yeah, I'm not sure with these two. I'm still kind of new in the game, so I'll wait and see. There was nothing really that was really outstanding. I mean, there were other scenes in the in this episode that held my attention more than just this one scene.
No, I thought it was quite interesting because I always kind of felt like Heather is very much on Whitney's team. But she did kind of share, like, okay, I
But
don't
she's,
know what's gonna happen. Like, I can still love her, but I don't really like her at all right now.
I just have a question, like I wrote their names and I put question mark, like just because it's like, I don't know. But they, like I said, like in my opinion, they're always on and off anyways for different things, dramatics, right?
Right now, who knows? They might be on and off. Heather's kind of on the fence, I feel. Anyway, then We find out in this scene as well, Whitney actually met up with Bronwyn. And so it seemed that Heather was quite surprised
Upset,
by that
surprised, yeah.
because from what Whitney said, it kind of sounded like Bronwyn was very much like supportive of Whitney and friendly with Whitney and whatnot, but
And they connected,
didn't
or
really seem
right.
like Bronwyn had those intentions when they met earlier in the car. And we'll get to more on Bronwyn later. And then we go back again to Meredith. She's not only starting a bath bomb line, she is going to do everything from scratch. So she has her own bath bomb lab at her house. I thought this scene was so funny. Like,
Especially wearing her coat again.
yeah.
But this time she was joined by her daughter wearing her coat to make it too.
Oh my God. I thought it was really funny that, like, I don't understand why she was doing that.
Finger gloves too. Finger gloves. Did you notice that? Never saw finger gloves before. I saw finger like covers for band-aids and problems, but never for like gloves. I like that. Instead of having to put the whole fucking glove on, it's pretty good.
Oh, I didn't even catch that. Of course, you
I didn't
caught that on
either.
nights.
Yeah, they were wearing. I'm like, what the fuck is that? And then I figured it out. Well, obviously, but
Oh,
yeah.
I see. Well, anyway, I thought it was just really funny that she was trying to do this lab in her kitchen when she's got a whole laboratory that's going to produce the bath bombs. She doesn't really need to be playing around with the Epsom salts and baking soda and whatnot at her house. And she goes, "Oh, I need to get the ratios right." It was like the lab will do it for you. Like you can go and test them, but oh, whatever.
So stupid. Make it look like she's doing
I know, weird, but
it. Yes, I'm gonna make every individual bath ball for you.
all right, Meredith Marks, yeah, okay. Next scene, Brittany and Heather, they go out to play pickleball with each other. And this was an interesting scene to see, because we get a little bit of insight into Brittany.
I'm just going to interrupt and say this. I'm going to be cocky right now. I've never played pickleball before, but based on what I saw, I'm willing to bet that I would beat either one.
Yeah, you probably would.
Probably would.
Sorry, just thought that was funny when I was watching them play.
But anyway, yeah, they didn't do as much pickleball as they did about talking about Brittany. Find out a little bit more information about her and her relationship. And it really seems this girl is stuck in the friend zone. Like, hands down, this
Yeah.
guy, he calls her best friend
Yeah.
and like,
Going to Costco, doing a Costco run.
yeah, it's totally weird. And it's interesting that Heather is kind of talking to her like, why don't you just like try to be single? Why don't you just try to, like have fun with the kids, whatever? Because Heather is, saying, I mean, Brittany is saying to Heather, why aren't you in a relationship yet? You're like, you're still happy being single. And Heather's like, yeah, like that, it's just what I want to do right now and like be with my kids, have my business, and have fun. So it was interesting to see how they're so different, even though they're friends. At least different when it comes to their love lives.
Well, and then she brought in too about the religion part of it, and then kind of the breakdown on how explaining in their church that making their husband happy, well, not happy, but like paying attention to the husband was number one. And that the children, well, she didn't say secondary, but that's kind of the feeling that you got was that the children kind of were lower on the totem pole as opposed to the husband and making that marriage work. So that to me was interesting. I didn't know that.
Well, you know what another interesting thing they said about the religion was? That you can get into heaven without having kids, but not without a
Without a
husband.
husband.
Husband,
That was a little bit weird, but
And then I promise she'd be coming back. We've got Bronwyn. Bronwyn goes and visits Ange's salon. So in this episode, we've now seen Bronwyn do a one-on-one with both Lisa and Heather, with Whitney, and now with Angie as well. A bit odd, coming in there. She's coming in hot. I knew Bronwyn is cuckoo, but she's gonna fit in just fine with all these ladies. And I don't necessarily think Bronwyn was doing anything bad, but what I think is, and I don't even think Bronwyn said anything bad about anyone or whatever, but
She
Bronwyn
just said what
likes
she
to
saw that day,
gossip.
yeah.
She likes to talk. She likes to like be friendly with everyone. And it's gonna get her into trouble. And we kind of see that later on in the episode.
Yeah.
But she just likes to like, I don't know, just talk, 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 talk. Like there's nothing wrong with it, but I feel like it's gonna get her into some trouble later on. And she kind of goes into to everything and everything that happened. And so she thinks, and she says this when she goes and visits Angie, she goes, what was said about Lisa is true. I don't necessarily like the way it was said, but I agree with it. And then she does also kind of throw Brittany under the bus a little bit too, because she says Brittany asked her if Angie is difficult to get to know. So she kind of, I think, I don't know if she meant to do it, but she kind of stirs up some stuff for her and for some other people. And
Oh, I think she means it. That
yeah.
we'll see. Oh, yeah. I think she's a smart cookie. I she knows what she's doing.
Bronwyn?
Crazy. Yeah, crazy
Yeah,
smart. Yeah.
I agree.
We'll see. She's I think she's a posturer. We'll and she knows what she's doing exactly because she's very in her responses, and this is a little bit later when she's kind of confronted. She already knows like so normally people would be taken aback or they'd be like, oh my God, that's not what I meant or whatever. But no, she didn't do that. She was very smooth, a little too smooth.
Smooth
Smooth operator.
Okay.
That's just my opinion. We'll see. I could be wrong.
We'll see. This is only episode two. We're gonna get a lot more drama and a lot more chit chat from Bronwyn. All right. And then the main event, the adventure park. I thought this was really funny. I had to do this one time for a work event a few years ago, and it was terrible walking on those ropes and swinging around, and you have to wear the harness and stuff like that, and then you're in front of a bunch of people too. It's terrifying being up that high. At least for them, it's like all open around them. For when I did it, we were all like in trees, and like I don't know, it didn't seem 100% safe, and I was really nervous. That apparently, like, if you slip and fall, it's really hard to get back onto the rope, like you're standing on.
Yeah, for
So
sure.
the fire department has to come and, like, fish you out. So I was really scared to fall when I did it. Not so nice. Would you ever do something like that? The tree climbing?
Well,
Bugs, she's out.
yeah,
What
I like to say
about
I'm out, but sometimes I do push myself outside the comfort zone. And I did do those, well, something similar, but on a much lower level and lighter kind of scale because the walkways were a little bit wider, right? They weren't a rope like that, but still like tree walking, whatever they call it, at the university here. So, because they have one of those.
Oh, you
Oh, nice. Yeah.
surprised
That's
me. That's so
a bridge.
nice.
Yeah. At UBC, they have
That's
that.
just a bridge, though. Not so nice.
No, it's multiple bridges. What are you talking about?
Yeah, it's multiple bridges, but you're on a
No,
bridge.
but they're, no, but no, you're not on a harness.
I did the thing on the harness, like 30 feet in the air.
No,
I
most likely
didn't
not. But I'm saying that that's, in my
care
opinion,
enough. It wasn't, those aren't
oh my
even
God,
suspension
they're two
bridges.
separate things. They're two, she's on a stroll. She's on a stroll and she's
No, it's not
comparing
stolen.
it. It's
Hey, it
not.
was stressful, believe me.
No,
It was
no. I'm not,
stressful.
no. Now I know what you're
Okay.
talking about. No, it's not.
No,
That's just a
it's really
fence
it's
rig.
all jiggly
And it's not even
wiggly.
high
You
up.
have to be very, yeah, it's at least I'd say
6 feet in the air? Like,
no, at
come
least, yeah, maybe. Well, no, about 8 to 10 feet, maybe even
Oh
12 in
my
some areas.
God. Oh my God.
Hey, I didn't have a harness on either.
Well, yeah, because it's a suspension bridge. You don't need one.
I gotta find out the exact height and stuff of that because it was a little bit scary. Like, I really
No.
Okay. Here
I am thinking
shut the fuck
she's
up.
done
That's
something.
my
She's
opinion. I have a right to my feelings.
she does. But I thought she was, I really
My
thought, I thought, oh my
perception.
God, I pegged her wrong because I thought she really tried this walk and that did and she did it. Oh my God, good for her. And then when now that I know what it is,
Hey,
okay, whatever.
how
I've
did
done
I not
hikes.
know this
I've done
story?
hikes. Hey, I've done hikes with my kid on my back, the full climb of the mountain here. Okay. Over 2 hours. No break. And you know what my warm-up was? I'm not very proud to say it because I'm not an exercise person, but somebody thought that I was capable of doing it. So before I put my kid on my back, because I knew once I put him on my back, I couldn't smoke again, I had 3 cigarettes as my warm-up. And then I put him on my back and started hiking up the fucking mountain. And I'll
Like,
never
that's
fucking do
not.
that again. Never, ever fucking do that again.
But again, that one isn't really a hike. Those ones
Hey,
are, that one you did is
there was
stair.
areas that if I didn't walk hunched over, that I could have fallen back because the weight on my back was more than 25 pounds between the carrier and my kid. And then I had nice big pack with little snacks and water in case he needed anything. And then I thought, what the fuck am I doing? I'm not in shape. I'm walking in the middle of a fucking forest with a kid on my back, and I'm not in an exercise body, whatever, to save myself if I need to fucking run if something comes at me. Like the stupidest thing I could have done. Never ever would have done that again.
Well, you
Never
know
did.
who else has done that hike? Jack Black. I don't think he's in great shape.
Excellent. Yeah, well, the military does that as an exercise
They
thing.
run up it.
No, I walked. Fuck. A quarter of the way up, I said to somebody, I said, how much further? Are we just around the fucking corner? Not fucking at the time. I said, are we just around the corner? And they're like, oh no, you're about like less than halfway up. And I was like, well, maybe I'll just go back down. They're like, no, it's you can't go back down.
Yeah,
It's
you're not
more
allowed to walk
dangerous.
down that one.
Yeah,
Yeah.
you're not allowed. So there was nowhere to go but up. Fucker, I tell you. That was, yeah. Never do something like that again.
All right. How about you, Spice? Would you ever do a tree climbing rope shuffling?
No. Long, short answer, no. No. You know what? I'll do like the singing bowl with everybody sitting in the trees or whatever on the grass. But yeah, no. Feet on the ground. I'm good.
I'd do a zip line. Maybe. Not so high. But
She do the
I
ones
would do a
in the
zip line.
park. You know the
The
little
kid runs. The little
Yeah.
kid runs. Yeah, that one I'd do for sure.
Okay, speaking of, I know Spice was saying earlier, Mary's pretty funny and like, which she'll just say like inappropriate things that are like way like, what did she just say? And it's really entertaining. She said quite a few at the adventure park. What do you guys have any favorites or did you take note of any?
She's just being Mary, but and I don't know if we're at that part yet where like she was just really rude to Brittany, but
We're
then
not
yeah,
at
when
that
she was
part
talking about
yet.
why
Oh,
do
we
we care?
care?
Sorry, no, I didn't take note of
About the
anything in
bean,
particular.
she kept going, oh, I've just got it. I'll get the quesadilla and
Yeah,
I'll
the
get
cheese.
it I don't want it. It's going to give me gas, so I don't want that. Oh, do you want any salsa? No, I don't want gas. Or like Angie and Whitney are sitting talking. They're like, oh, like I didn't say hi to Lisa, da 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 da. And Mary is just standing there, like really awkwardly. She's like holding her stomach. She's like, gonna need some chapstick, aren't I?
Yeah, she's awesome.
She's great. There's a friend there as well that we get introduced to. Her name is Maylee.
Yeah.
And I've never heard someone say sis so many times.
Yeah.
That was so funny. I think she said it about 30 times when they were
Yeah.
up on
They went back and counted them all.
Counted them. Yeah.
was so funny. All right. So once that's all over, they're all safe on the ground. Brittany has an announcement. So her and the on again, off again best friend slash boyfriend, Jared, they kind of made up. They went, they bought matching Louis Vuitton jewelry. And then he said, okay, let's make this official. You're my girlfriend now. And she claims he made it Instagram official. He posted a picture of them. He says, love my, it was like, love my bestie. And they're at Costco together.
Yeah.
What do you guys think of this? Is this Instagram official?
No.
Let's just back this up a sec, because she was saying that, you know, she was so happy that they, you know, that they became official as boyfriend, girlfriend. What are
And
they,
that they've been
12? Like,
on and
I
off
know,
a
but
few
like,
times,
what are
right?
you, 12? What are you gonna say? What are you gonna say? Oh my God, you're my officially my boyfriend. Like, I'm gonna ask you. You know, like you're a grown-ass woman. What the fuck's wrong with you? But you know what? Going back a little bit further, because I actually kind of feel sorry for her, if I'm gonna be totally honest. She reminds me kind of a, like another character in another show, the OC, Jen. Like that,
Yeah,
not
I agree.
but
Yeah,
that she's just
a
kind
lot of
of hurt
similarities.
and yeah, there are some similarities. Maybe that just from what I've seen right now,
And well,
moving
the first
forward,
time out,
maybe
we're
not.
seeing her too, right?
Yeah, but moving forward, she might be a different person, but she seems very kind of innocent to me. And
Naive,
yeah,
maybe,
and yeah,
right?
and Mary kind of brought her down, and the
Yeah.
others,
Well,
they think
Mary was
she's
a
they think
bitch.
she's stupid. And you know what? Then that's not nice. And especially Bronwyn, like, you know, when she attacked her too, and they're not nice to her. And it's, you know what? Give the girl, give her a break, you know?
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, it was a bit much. They could have just been like, okay, cool, and moved on. Like, they don't have to continue the focus of the conversation directly on that. At least to, you know, she was going, okay, like, I would watch out for this. I think he's stringing you along, da 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 da
Yeah.
da. Then Mary takes it a step too far by going, why do we care?
Why do we
We don't
care?
care.
We don't care. I don't care. I don't want to hear it. But I really don't care. Why are you telling me?
Then she takes it even a step further, going, you know, somehow the topic of conversation moves over to Bronwyn's relationship with, not Bronwyn, Brittany's
Brittany.
relationship with her kids.
Yeah.
And Mary's going, well, why can't you just make amends with your kids and then like move on, like
Yeah.
whatever. It's a bit much.
Yeah.
Yeah, especially because she shut her down for about the boyfriend. So why would I tell you something even more intimate about me, you idiot?
Yeah,
To
exactly.
Mary, right? Because
Definitely.
Mary then wanted to know, you know, well, why can't you do that? Like that she wants an answer to or wants to know, but the other stuff, not we don't need to hear that. I don't want to hear. I don't want to hear it. I don't really care.
Yeah, she's a little demeaning to Brittany. Poor
Yeah, just like
girl.
really rude. I just felt bad for Brittany.
At one point or another, the focus then gets shifted over to Bronwyn, as Heather kind of calls her out and basically outs her for going and having those one-on-ones with Lisa, having a one-on-one with Whitney, and having one-on-one with Angie, and kind of trying to talk about each of them in each of the conversations. So she gets outed. Lisa is not happy. Okay, so going back, I know we kind of touched on it earlier. Not so nice. And Spice both think she knew exactly what she was doing. Actually, now after you say that, I don't know. I think she could just be like kind of dumb and just wants to talk to people and talk about anything.
Yeah, maybe
But
doesn't realize because she's also not used to the cameras, so not realize what she may have said, maybe after
no,
a
I
drink
don't
or
think so.
something.
I don't think
But
so. I don't think so. But we'll see.
she seemed though like she was caught off guard though when Heather went for her, right?
But her response was, yeah, no, she was too calculated, in my opinion, with her response. Like she knew that this maybe not happened right at that moment, but that it would come up. And you know what? She was prepared.
Yeah, fair.
No, after Spice says that, I kind of, yeah, she was a little too cool in that. Because really, if you're just coming into that friend group and something like that happens on day two, you'd totally be shit in your pants. But you're right, she was a little too cool for comfort.
Yeah, maybe.
Well, then at the very end of the episode, Whitney extends an invitation to all the ladies to go to, where is it, Milwaukee for the drag bar?
Yeah.
Oh,
Laverne and Shirleyville.
what
Right?
I like
Yeah,
about
right, Spice? Laverne and Shirleyville.
Yeah, you bet.
Love that show.
Schlemazel, Hots and
Hots
Shots
and Pots
Incorporated.
Incorporated.
I have no idea what this
I
show
know. I know you don't. That's what makes it even funnier.
is.
It was a show when we were kids called Laverne and Shirley, and they used to sing the stupid song in the beginning of each episode. So yeah.
You must know Happy Days, right? Okay, so Laverne and Shirley,
It was a
they
spin-off
it was a
from Happy
spin-off
Days.
because they came to Happy Days. Yeah.
Okay, cute.
It's very funny. Yeah. That's
Little squiggy.
the
I know.
They did a show actually where they were little tiny things in I think it was called Willow. And it was so funny because they were like little ant size something, and it was squiggy.
Cool. Sorry, sugar.
Sorry,
We
off
went off
track.
on a
All
tangent,
good,
but yeah.
all good. Anything else from this episode?
Nope, can't wait till next week for me.
Well, I have to say, I agree with Angie, I agreed with Angie in one part. I don't know where Heather was going after Bronwyn, and to
Okay.
me, Bronwyn looked like she was caught off guard. But Heather was all huffy puffy, pissed off because because Bronwyn cut up Whitley's behavior, which it was her first impression of Whitley at this Whitney, whatever the fuck. Is it Whitley or Whitney? I'm getting. Because I
Whitney,
know
blonde girl.
what?
Whitney.
Yeah, Whitney. No, I know. Is it sometimes that's I get the name mixed up, like Whitley or Whitney, right?
Whitney,
I
yeah.
forget because I know somebody who's a Whitley. But
Really?
anyways, yeah. But anyways, so I agreed with her in the sense that Angie didn't think that it was anything wrong with Bronwyn getting along or whatever with Whitney, right? Because you have a first impression, then you meet somebody, maybe you start talking, you have a coffee, you're fucking normal of sound mind because there's nobody else in your fucking zone that they have to attack or defend themselves from. And so it's a different person. So she could have a different, see a different side of Whitney, and then now she's okay with it. So like I agreed with Angie that she thought that that was okay. That's my impression that I got from Angie, that Bronwyn was allowed to change her mind, so to speak. Sorry,
No, for
that's I
sure.
wrote that. I must have mixed it up, maybe.
Gonna have to process that.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
That was a lot.
Yeah, sorry. No, because there was one point where she, where like I just wrote Angie, I agree, like that you can have a bad first impression sometimes and then get to know a person and see a different side, right? So like Bronwyn said one thing about Whitney, but then, you know, because that's what she saw, that first impression. And then she thought about it. They got together for the coffee or something. And, you know, that's why Whitney felt supported because, you know, and Bronwyn told her straight up what she had said the night before, like when she was with them going to Wendy's, right?
She did, but I
I
still
don't know
think.
why I
But
felt
Heather was just trying to tear her down because of her, you know, now being on Whitney's side. Because, you know, now, right now, Heather's on the opposite of Whitney. Sometimes they're birds of a feather stick together. And sometimes she gets pissed and, you know, they get into these back and forth shit.
Oh, I see where you're going. So you're thinking that Heather he Heather thinks that Bronwyn's choosing a side,
Yeah. No.
and she and Bronwyn was just kind of explaining herself why she said what she did during these conversations. I
Like
get
she said,
that,
it wasn't so bad what she had said, right? Yeah.
No, I
But
get
I
that, but
agreed with
I kind of
Angie
think.
because,
Go ahead.
no, because Angie thought that she had the right to change that, you know, like they met, they talked it over and, you know, I mean, fuck, it doesn't have to be all fucking kill them and get them out of your life immediately, right? Like give them a chance. You're just in new in this group too, right?
I still think Bronwyn knows what she's doing, but we'll wait and see.
Yeah,
Well, that's
fair.
where we differ a
Fair.
bit, but we'll see.
We will see. All
Yeah.
right. This week's golden question. Just like these women, they're very relatable. They go to Milwaukee for vacation. They go to the fast food restaurants for lunch instead of going to a nice place. And they love their fast food so much. We see them always getting it. So this week's golden question is a funny one. What's your favorite fast food and why?
Like junky fast food.
Yeah, any type of fast food.
Well, in Canada, I would say McDonald's and A&W for fast food, like junk food fast food, right? Quick fix.
Yeah. What's your order?
A&W teen burger, onion rings. They have yam fries now. That's about it. A couple team burgers and some
What
fries.
about McDonald's? A couple team burgers.
Yeah, sometimes. Actually, their chicken burger, their chubby chicken burger is fucking good too. So a team burger and a chubby chicken. Better that. And
Nice.
then if it's the States, what's the place with the smash burger? My first time I had it in New York last year.
Shake Shack?
Shake Shack. I could eat
Oh yeah.
fucking three of those fucking burgers. Next time I go to fucking Shake Shack, I swear I'll eat three. Don't give me no fucking fries. They're not worth it. Give me three of the burgers.
Too. What about you, Spike?
Well, she kind of nailed it too for me. It's a tie between McDonald's and A&W, and my favorite at obviously the teen burger at A&W, that for me is hands down too. And I love their onion rings. McDonald's though,
Yeah, their
I
onion rings are pretty good.
really, yeah, I really like their Filet-O-Fish. I'll have Filet-O-Fish and then I'll have fries, and then I'll stick my fries, a lot of fries inside my Filet-O-Fish, and then eat them together.
Okay,
My
no,
God.
not mine, because I never was a Filet-O-Fish on. But if it's McDonald's that I'm ordering to, then it's the meal that is my go-to meal usually growing up, and if on occasion, still now that I'm older and apparently supposed to be wiser. Big Mac and a McChicken. And fries if they're fresh.
Nice. How about you, Shug?
Well, okay, so in Canada, I'll do the States and Canada as well, just like you, not so nice. In Canada, I really love the poutine at McDonald's. It's the perfect ratio of fries to gravy to cheese. It's so good. And then When I'm in the States, I really like Chick-fil-A. That one is so good. The food is really good, but then I really like it because the people there are so nice. Like, it's
Yeah, I
better
remember
service
that.
than like a sit-down restaurant. They like come over, like if you're going through the drive-through, you don't like talk to a machine. They come over with an iPad. They're like, "Hello, what would you like today?" And it's like so nice, like it, to the point, like it's like, you okay?
Cool.
All
And
right.
let's further that one for both the States and Canada, since you mentioned the poutine from McDonald's, which I've tried and it's not one of my favorites. But I'm going to go for a good bang for your buck. And I've tried many different poutines from many different places. And my opinion, Costco's poutine, fabulous.
Yeah,
Love that
Costco has
poutine.
good stuff. In the States, they have those chicken bakes. Those are good.
Yeah, those are good.
Yeah. Now I feel
Right.
like poutine.
Any other meals? No?
No, those are the mo ones that are most
Oh,
recognized, right?
Jersey Mike's actually in the
I've
States.
never been there. I've never been there, so
Really good.
I would like to try it. I've seen their commercials.
Really good. Like they cut everything fresh. It's really, really tasty.
Nice.
All right. Well, that was sugar.
This is spice.
And not so nice.
And thank you for watching our Reel on the Reel.
Ciao for now.